Welcome to another episode of Jay's Learning School, where you receive fun lessons to help understand and speak better English. Are you on YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok? Then be sure to follow me for fun, free, weekly English lessons. Just follow the links in the description section of this episode. Now it's time for today's lesson. Hello once again to all of my students. I hope you're having a fantastic day. My name is Jay, and on today's lesson, I have the opportunity to help you improve on your English fluency. Today, we're going to learn two English expressions, so you want to make sure that you're paying attention because this will help you with your English comprehension as well, okay? Are you ready to dive into today's lesson? Let's get right into it. So the first expression I want to teach you is without a shadow of doubt. Without a shadow of doubt. Now, this indicates absolute certainty or conviction. It's no room for uncertainty. So this is something that you are sure of, you know it's true. It's without a shadow of a doubt. So you may say, his skills are exceptional, without a shadow of a doubt. Okay, you may be talking about sports and you may say, without a shadow of a doubt, LeBron may not be Michael Jordan, but his skills are exceptional. Okay, girl, without a shadow of a doubt, this food is good. Okay, so you may comment on something about someone that is sure, okay? Or you may say the evidence presented in court is without a shadow of doubt conclusive. You're going to jail without a shadow of a doubt. You're guilty, okay? So remember, without a shadow of doubt is something that you are certain or sure of. Okay. The next phrase I want to teach you is as far as I am concerned. As far as I am concerned. Now, this expresses a personal opinion or viewpoint without emphasizing subjectivity. In other words, you're just letting someone know what you think about something, okay? It could be someone in someone else's view, it could be wrong, but as far as you're concerned, this is what it is. So for instance, you may say, as far as I'm concerned, pizza is the best comfort food, okay? As far as I'm concerned, Adidas is better than Nike, okay? That's my opinion. I prefer Adidas because Nikes run small on me. Okay, as far as I'm concerned, okay? As far as I'm concerned, Mondays are marvelous. Some people think Mondays are miserable, but as far as I'm concerned, every day is a great day. Or you may say the movie, as far as I'm concerned, was a masterpiece. The movie, as far as I'm concerned, was a masterpiece. Okay, so these are different ways that you can use these particular phrases in sentences. I want to challenge you to practice these particular phrases and become more familiar with them and use them in your English conversations. Now, if you're really serious about improving, be sure to check out my podcast. I have the link down in the description of today's lesson, and you can listen to English lessons while you're on the go, whether you're at the airport, working out, on a canoe, parachuting out of a plane, whatever you're doing, you can listen to the podcast there. I want to thank you so much for hanging out with me today. If you have enjoyed today's lesson, please be sure to like and share, okay? Because as far as I'm concerned, I had a great time. Hey, I hope you join me on my next English lesson. Until then, be safe and enjoy your day. I'll see you then. Thank you for listening to another episode of Jay's Learning School. Be sure to join me on YouTube, Instagram, and TikTok. Watch free English lessons, ask a question, or leave a comment. just go to my website, jayslearningschool.com, for all of my social media account links. Until next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.